No matter where a combat Marine goes in Vietnam, you'll always find a Navy chaplain standing nearby. And even though tonight is quiet for the moment, the work of a chaplain must go on. Today is Ash Wednesday, and the chaplain gives a prayer.
This will be the blessing of the ashes. Let us pray. O God, you desire the repentance of the sinner and not his death. Take into consideration our frail human nature. Be merciful and bless these ashes that are about to be placed on our heads as a sign of our humility and of your pardon for our sins. We know that we are dust and that we shall return to dust again because of our sinfulness. Mercifully forgive us and grant us the reward you promise to sincere penitents. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us amend for the better in those things in which we have sinned through ignorance, lest suddenly overtaken by the day of death, we seek time for repentance and not be able to find it. Attend, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Help us, O Lord, our Savior. The Lord be with you. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. Remember, man, that thou art dust.
You have just heard Father Lepore, blessing of the ashes and the distribution. Father, we know that even though the past few hours have been quiet and you did have time to set up and give the blessing and the distribution of the ashes for Ash Wednesday, that your job is not always as quiet as this or always as peaceful. Could you tell us a little about the job that you do with the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines?
Well, the job that I do is the same as any chaplain, actually, in the field. It's true that things have been very quiet, and we hope they remain so for a while. But when things do happen and there is contact, the chaplain always stays near the BAS area, the battalion aid station, for the casualties. Normally, they're brought in there. Once they arrive, he does whatever he can to assist the men, to keep them quiet, cheerful, hopefully aiding the other men in keeping him from shock and things like that. If his religious persuasion should be your own, you minister to him in the way that he would like to be. Or if not, you merely extend a sympathetic ear until the choppers come to get him out. This is, I think, the best value of the chaplain is being where the men are in their most difficult hours and to give some consolation and sympathy and encouragement that they're going to get out of it all right. The element of danger isn't so great as some people think because the chaplain usually is in the command post area where the colonel is and all the chief aides. So it's usually a protected spot. You read in the papers, of course, about chaplains within the week, two have died. One in Way, where you came from, an Army chaplain who was with 1-5 Marines, of all things. This is the exception. Generally, the chaplains are in a pretty safe area, as safe as can be out there. And administrations are to the wounded, giving last rites, encouragement, and things like that.
Well, thank you very much, Chaplain. And wherever a Marine goes in the field, you will always find a chaplain of one faith of a Marine as he is fighting in the field. This is Marine Staff Sergeant Hal Blake, your Marine reporter with the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines in Vietnam.